So this is the period of the year that is described as the 16 days of activism against violence, in response to violence against women and children. It's a period where these issues get very much brought into focus, and there are fierce debates as to whether this is an effective campaign or not. Of course, the media gets involved, tries to get behind it in the way we know best, but some serious questions are being asked about the way in which the media in general, but TV news in particular, is covering this particular issue. Sisanda Nkwala is a senior lecturer in the media department at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. She's been looking into this and related issues for her PhD and wrote a piece on the Conversation website, which we found really interesting. So we thought we'd chat about it. Ms. Nkwala, welcome. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, John, for the opportunity.
So, You in your article, and there may be other things that you talk about as well in other things you've written, but you talk about two particular problems. One of them is sensationalism. Tell us what you mean by that, and tell us perhaps more particularly why you feel this is not contributing to a conversation that is difficult enough already.
Thank you, John. So with regard to sensationalism, what I am pointing out is the inclination of news in general, but I think TV news in particular, to pick up on those cases of gender-based violence that are the most gruesome, the most horrendous, the ones that really are unbelievable, in inverted commas,
yes,
in just how bad the levels of violence are. And my argument is that in a country where violence is so prevalent, misinclination to focus on these issues or these kind of cases really keeps us from looking at the systemic issues that give rise to gender-based violence. So instead of talking about the things that are at the root, we talk about just what happened in a case and the violence rather than the issues giving rise to the violence. And I'm arguing, especially with this period where we have an opportunity, you get more time to actually produce an in-depth piece. This would be a great opportunity to use that to shine the spotlight on maybe a solutions-based approach,
yes,
instead of going for the if it bleeds, it leads approach. So that is the point that I'm making under the issue of sensationalism and why I don't think it is helpful.
One of the things, the points you make, and I'd like you to elaborate on this, is a portrayal of women in the, you know, while I suppose there is saying, well, this person was a victim of violence, they're nevertheless portrayed as powerless women as a group. And I'm wondering if this links to the criticism some people have leveled, Ms. Nkwala, of calling this the days of activism for no violence against women and children, as if women are portrayed as powerless, as very junior and young members of our society.
Look, that I think is overwhelmingly found in the research. And I think it's an inclination across all media that when we feature women, really it is quite paternalistic, and especially when it comes to issues of violence, when women do have agency and they are actually engaged in bringing solutions. So in the 16 days of activism, we would look maybe in, at how maybe somebody's running a campaign like self-defense, which is
right,
not really like a once-off solution, and not really look at things that are bigger and maybe initiatives where women are leaving change within their communities. So certainly that I think is quite problematic as well.
And then you highlight what you call victim shaming. Tell us what you mean by that, and more particularly why you think it's so important.
So here I cite a case of a story broadcast in 2021 where a young girl had been allegedly sexually assaulted. And the father is featured in the story saying that he doesn't understand how this happened, because this was a good girl. She didn't roam the streets. You know, this kind of violence should not have happened to someone like her, implying that. And often in the stories, to try and really show how senseless violence is, we can tend to put some victims as more deserving than others. The so-called good girl narrative versus bad girl narrative, that people like sex workers who may be assaulted would not get the kind of sympathy and the kind of tone that somebody who, in inverted commas, is not deserving of this. So my point here is really in the language that we use, we need to be mindful of how that can perpetuate who is a victim and who is not. And we really do have the power to change narratives around, just to who how violence is meted out against women.
Thanks so much. Sisanda Nkwala, senior lecturer in the media department at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. Her piece on the Conversation website is entitled 16 Days of Activism, How South Africa's TV News Gets It Wrong. And despite the TV in that title, plenty for us all in the media world to think about. 2 minutes to 4.